God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
Yes, no other way but to praise and serve our Savior. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday, tackling our everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, live prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today, as we go into this Mother's Day weekend, is not just any kind of mother. Not just any kind of mother. And we're coming from the book of Exodus, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me remind you to tune in to Morning Motivation live with me Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180 or online from the Morning Motivation page of my website at feelthefire.com. If you miss me live, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams, my website, feelthefire.com, or even better, follow the podcast so the recording link will be text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, and you can follow by texting the message MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. That's MM, and the phone number is 33222. Well, all of that information and the ability to learn more about me, send me your prayer request. I do pray over each one, and more is on the website, feelthefire.com, FeelDFire.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I'm in the book of Exodus, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, reading from the KJV. And there went a man of the house of Levi, and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could no longer hide him, for him, an ark of bulrushes, and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off, to wit what would be done to him. And a daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river. And her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child. And behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him, and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, "Take this child away, and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages." And the women took the child and nursed it. This is our last verse. And the child grew. And she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she called his name Moses. And she said, "Because I drew him out of the water." Praise the Lord for the reading of the word today, brothers and sisters. What is our topic? Say it aloud with me right now. Not just any kind of mother. Motherhood is special. The capacity to nurture someone's life is such a blessing. Whether you have birthed a child, adopted, foster parented, or a step parent, a grandparent, whether you are delaying having children until later, are expecting right now, or even if you are unable to naturally birth a child as you await God to come in and bless you in that area, but you have chosen to sow into the lives of others by, you know, being the neighborhood mom or just being a mom to your niece or nephew or cousins or someone else, or whether you are that teacher who is the mother to so many children. It is such a blessing to have the privilege of nurturing someone's life. Now, some of us have been privileged to have great mothers, and some of us are great mothers. But there are others listening who have not had that type of privilege. They have endured a motherless life. Maybe their mothers have abandoned them. Or maybe they had mothers who were neglectful, abusive, cruel. And then there are still others listening today who have lost their mothers. Their mothers have gone on to be with the Lord. But no matter where you fall in this spectrum of all of the things I've mentioned already, God still wants your Mother's Day to be a day of happiness. In the book of Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 through 10 that I just read unto you, we were reading the biblical account of the situation of Moses. You see, the Hebrew children, the Hebrew sons, were being killed. And so Moses' mother had been able to hide him for 3 months, but eventually she knew she could hide him no longer. So she had to make a decision as to, what do I do? So the decision that she made was that she would make a basket for Moses and put him in the basket and put him out in the water. And then she had her daughter Miriam, Moses' sister, stand watch to see what would happen to him. As Moses was on the water, Pharaoh's daughter, and Pharaoh was the king of Egypt, came down to wash herself, and while she was there, she and her handmaiden saw the basket. They acquired it, they opened it, and they saw the baby. Now, Pharaoh's daughter had compassion on the baby, and Moses' sister Miriam saw an opportunity there to intervene, so she approached Pharaoh's daughter and asked, would you like for me to find someone to nurse the child and to take care of the child? Because, of course, since Pharaoh's daughter had not birthed the child, she didn't have the ability at that time to nurse him or breastfeed him and take care of him in that manner. And Pharaoh's daughter said, yes, go and find someone. Now, did you catch the irony of what happened next? Miriam went, and the person she brought was Moses' mother, her mother. Of course, Pharaoh's daughter didn't know this. And so Pharaoh's daughter said to her, look, take the child and take care of him, and I'll pay you to do so. And once Moses had grown to a certain age, then his mother brought Moses, or took Moses, to Pharaoh's daughter. And then Pharaoh's daughter named him Moses because she said, I drew him out of the water. Now, I want you to pay attention to that sequencing, because what was important there was quite a few things. Number one, that the real mother, the natural mother, had to make a decision of what to do to protect her child. And that decision may not have been what a lot of us would have considered the best decision. We would have judged her for it, would we not? You mean you gave away your three-month-old baby? You mean you didn't fight for your baby? Oh, I'll do everything for my child. This is what we say, don't we? I'll fight for my child to the ends of the earth. I would have never let my child go. So she made a decision, and that decision then opened the door for God to do what he needed to do in the life of Moses, because she was not just any kind of mother. You see, some mothers really won't care what will happen to their children. But when you have a mother who's not just any kind of mother, then she will strategize, she will sacrifice, she will plan out what needs to happen for the ultimate overall good of her children. And the decision may not be what some of us consider to be the best decision, but she knows best, so she makes the decision that will bring about ultimate blessings in the life of her child or children. Then the second thing we saw here was how another mother came in to help, because she became the mother when she had compassion on someone else's child. So you saw here Pharaoh's daughter come in, see this baby, have compassion, and step in to the place of motherhood for a motherless child in her mind. Oh, isn't that a good thing? She too was not just any kind of mother. There are some of you today who are stepping in the place of motherhood for your nieces and nephews, for your grandchildren, your grandparents who are raising your grandchildren as if you are their own mothers. There are some of you who are raising foster, some of you who are just going out into the neighborhood and volunteering to do things to help other people's children. Some of you are the church mother. Some of you are buying presents for Christmas for other kids. Do you see what I mean? You don't always have to birth a child to fit that great elite status, to be in that great elite class of not just any kind of mother. Pharaoh's daughter stepped into the place of motherhood. Hallelujah. And then Moses' sister was able to step in proxy to bring the natural mother together with the mother who stepped in. This is what happens when we will allow ourselves to understand the privilege of nurturing someone else's life. It puts us in the place of being not just any kind of mother. And for those of us who have had mothers like my mother, who has sacrificed, who's done everything she could to be a great mother, then all you can do is learn from that example so that you can pass on the blessings and pay it forward to someone else's life. Now, some of you may be saying, but wait a minute, I didn't have a mother. My mother left me. She was cruel or she was abusive. But I say unto you that still God had someone else, whether it was a teacher, a family member, a friend, someone stepped in to encourage you, because even if your natural mother and father forsake you, God always has a Pharaoh's daughter waiting, coming down to the water to find you in your time of need. In the 27th division of Psalm, verse 10, when my mother and father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. In Matthew 12, 48 through 50, Jesus says, who is my mother? It's anyone who does the will of my Father in heaven. I came to encourage you today that no matter what the situation has been in your life, you can be not just any kind of mother, and you can find the good in your mother, if possible, to make amends. But if it's not possible to make physical amends, then you can still release yourself and release her by just speaking forgiveness, calling her name out, and speaking forgiveness in the atmosphere. Not just any kind of mother. And if you have not been the best mother you could be, there is still time to redeem yourself today, to make change. Children are grown. You can still reach out to them. You can apologize for what you didn't do, and then you can ask for forgiveness, and you can ask for an opportunity to be a better mother. And then for those of you who have lost your mother, although she is physically gone, understand that she has left within you her legacy, because she was not just any kind of mother. So no matter what the situation is, you can still have a happy Mother's Day. You can still have a happy, joyous Mother's Day, because whether you were raised by your natural mother, or whether God gave you a Pharaoh's daughter mother, or whether you are waiting to be a mother, no matter what happens, God didn't forget about you. Not just any kind of mother. Hallelujah. Our time has almost run. We got to go into prayer. Isn't this good teaching? Hallelujah. Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We honor you and we celebrate you. We praise you for this Mother's Day weekend. Father, no matter what our life situations have been, no matter what our stories have been, Satan thought that he was going to come in and depress us if we didn't have good mothers, or depress us if our mothers have passed away. But we come in and we bind the depression, because Father, no matter what happened, you still made sure someone, some woman was able to speak into our lives. If it wasn't the natural mother, you gave a Pharaoh's daughter mother. And even for those whose mothers have gone on to glory, Father, today their legacy still live within their children. All of the good things they did, all of the good things they said, all of the great memories they created, they're not gone. The legacy still lives on. And Father, we ask that you bless every mother today, no that you bless them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we say to them, Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. And then for the mothers who have lost their children, Father, ahead of time, the children have gone on to meet you before the mother did, before the parent did. I lift them up to right now. Father, touch their hearts that they can still enjoy the legacies and the memories they created with their children. Father, I just thank you today because Satan desires to have us, but he can't have us. He can't have our joy. He can't take the Mother's Day away. He can't take the weekend away. Because we're not just any kind of mothers. We are godly women. Ha! Glory. And then for the men who are listening, they are godly sons. Help them to have wives who are great mothers. Help them to teach their daughters to be great women of God. Father, in Jesus' name we pray and count it done. Amen. Come on, I'm going to give you our task for today. Just say, not just any kind of mother. Happy Mother's Day. Call out your mother's name. I speak my mother's name today, Mother Rossi McCollum. And she's not just any kind of mother. Happy Mother's Day. Satan tried to take her life this year, folks. He tried to kill her. She had to have emergency open heart surgery, but she's here today. And that same God, hallelujah, can do whatever miracles you need in your life. Ha! Not just any kind of mother. All right, our topic for today is not just any kind of mother. Your task is twofold. Number one, I want you to celebrate Mother's Day this weekend. No matter what kind of mother you had or what kind of mother you've been, celebrate. And number two, I want you to share this with someone who needs to be encouraged. Just send them to feeldfire.com, FEELDFIRE.com, or just tell them to text MM to 33222, and the teaching will automatically be text to their phone. All right, I love you. Not just any kind of mother. Enjoy yourself this weekend. I'll see you on Monday. Live a good life, and that's what I believe. So hit the floor, say a prayer.